Is everyone ready? I'm going to go ahead and take a public comment right now because I've had a request. And we've only got two speakers. They're going to have 3 minutes each to address the board. And then we can release them. And they don't need to wait through the rest of the staff presentation. So, do you guys want to stand up? Yeah. Do we have a mic? Okay. So, Jeff, go ahead. Project out.
Why, thank you, Mr. Chairman, board members. My name is Jeff Edwards, and my intent is not to spoil your lunch here, but I did want to speak about Los Osos a little bit. I'm a 30-year resident of Los Osos and a 25-year supporter of the wastewater project. And I wanted to follow up a little bit from the May 8th meeting relative to the discussion your board had about balancing water in the Los Osos groundwater basin. The County Board of Supervisors met yesterday on their monthly update for the project, and a couple things have become quite apparent. Number one, the county has spent the entirety of $7 million pursuing this project. Actually, they have $28,000 left. That's not enough to move this project forward. We have a lot of work to do. And there's discussion of stimulus money, and we've already missed the cutoff for September of this year, and now the push is for February of 2010. It's a short 9 months away, and there's, again, enormous amount of work to do. Two themes are emerging from Planning Commission hearings on this and some other hearings. One is that the treatment site needs to be located over the groundwater basin, which at the present project, the Tonini project, it is not doing that. The second thing is that the project, in my view, needs to explore a surface water discharge, specifically Los Osos Creek in dry weather. And after the meeting of 5-8, I received a copy of an email from Roger Briggs, your executive officer, and he spoke primarily to this question of surface water discharge. And one of the elements of an NPEDS permit was a demonstration that avoiding a surface water discharge was not reasonable. And the alternative, that relying on 100% land disposal, was doable. And I'd like to suggest that that's not the case either with the current project. Evaporation spray fields at the Tonini Ranch is not land application. That's not a land discharge into the air. Reference was made by your executive officer that the previous project that the LOCSD had actually had fulfilled that they had a project that was entirely land discharge. Well, the next speaker will elaborate on why that wasn't the case. I think the relevance to your board is important, and that is you'll be considering either a report of waste discharge for the spray fields, or you'll be considering the NPDES permit relative to the creek discharge in Los Osos Creek during the summertime. So if there's a way your board could engage the county staff, or your staff could engage county staff in a discussion about a surface water discharge, I think it would have enormous assistance in moving this project forward, and it's something that is crucial. We must get this accomplished. Coincidentally, in 1989, when the county was pursuing a wastewater project, this was the first of four iterations, they actually had looked at Los Osos Creek for a summertime discharge. That concept is presently being supported by our local resource conservation district. So all the momentum's moving towards a dry weather creek discharge. We want to move the treatment site to over the basin, and I think that with the help of your board staff, that maybe the county can move a little forward. They become stuck on this Tonini site and the spray fields associated with it, and that's just not going to fly. Frankly, it's the weak link of the project.
Okay.
And I'm available for any questions. Thank you for your time.
All right.
Hello, my name is Julie Tacker, and I'm a 38-year resident of Los Osos. I happen to have been on the Los Osos Community Services District Board when the recall and the replacement of three board members took place in 2005, which our board, and I admit and am proud that I made the motion to suspend work on that project, not just because of its location, an ill choice of a downtown location for a treatment facility, but for its disposal. Disposal in Los Osos is the Achilles heel for any project. And in listening to Mr. Thomas earlier today and the shortages of water throughout the state, spray fields in the current project that's proposed should be illegal. The prior project, it sounds like your staff from that email that Mr. Edwards mentioned, is maybe suggesting that we could go back to the same disposal that the Tri-W project had. And some of you are new to the board, and some of you may not remember or may not have been aware that that project took 800,000 gallons a day of treated effluent to what is called the Broderson disposal site, which is a subsurface disposal, and a series of harvest wells downslope were to recover some 400,000 gallons a day of an unknown quality of water. It's going to pick up pollutants, maybe, and it may filter, it may be clean. What we didn't know what that water would be was going to be harvested, recovered, and your board offered a NPDES permit for disposal to the bay, Morro Bay, a national estuary, something that we're all interested in protecting. When the Coastal Commission took the coastal development permit into their purview, they said, nuh-uh, you're not going to dispose that water into the bay. And the current board, I happen to have been a member at the time prior to the recall, the current board said, okay, we have not analyzed other disposal options. So its engineers said, we will take that pipe back to the plant. In a shell and nut game, we were hiding the water within the pipes, within the plant, back to Broderson, back through the harvest system, an idea that Rube Goldberg would be embarrassed by. So I just wanted to give that history, and that a fallback for disposal is not the prior project, and a future analysis is what Mr. Edwards is suggesting. We need to know exactly where to put our disposal, and it really should recharge our lower aquifer for Los Osos. And I hope if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them to the best of my ability. But know that it wasn't just move the sewer; it was very much move the water. Thank you.
Thank you. Any board questions or comments? Ready to speakers. Okay. Thank you. Thank you guys very much.